Thank you for your continued support of PCC Voices and donating to LanterRadio.org, Pasadena Campus Sounds.
Listen, watch, and learn. This is PCC Voices. I'm Dot Cannon. Today we are talking about the arts at PCC. Now, did you know, in addition to its other arts programs, PCC had a major in fashion? Well, I didn't know that. So, in fact, there are four areas in which you can major, according to PCC's website, including custom design such as bridal or formal wear and fashion marketing. And I'm curious what it's like to be a fashion major. Our next guest can tell us firsthand. Join me right now, Catherine Covington, who is a fashion major. Catherine, welcome.
Hi, thank you for having me.
How did you first get interested in designing fashion and creating clothing?
Get interested in it? I think I would have to have started in high school, and I took a lot of art classes there. And in one of the art classes, it was like there was a design portion to it where we kind of had to go thrift store shopping and then find stuff and kind of recreate it into something totally new. We did a whole runway show, and it was crazy, and it kind of just, I really liked the whole hands-on aspect of it.
How fun. What cool thing did you find at the thrift store that you recreated?
I actually didn't find anything there. I just started a completely new dress, and I bought a pattern. It was the first time I'd ever done that, so it was kind of, it was like a whole new type of art and a whole new experience.
And wearable art at that.
Yeah.
How did you go from there to majoring in fashion here at Pasadena City College?
Well, I knew I wanted to do something in the art realm of things, but I didn't really know where to go. And I heard that PCC had a good fashion program. And even though it's kind of far from me, I figured it's better to like commute to a school that had a great program than to just go to a school that doesn't really have any that much to offer. So.
How far are you commuting?
It's about 45 minutes.
Wow.
On a good day.
Oh,
so
goodness.
You must no traffic, 45 minutes.
You must really want to be a part of this.
Yeah, definitely.
Tell me about your first semester as a fashion major. What was that like? You're here. You're majoring in fashion. What happens for you?
Well, I think it was more shocking just acclimating to college life than to acclimate to the fashion program. But the fashion program at PCC is... it's a great program, and the first couple classes that you take, they're no nonsense. I mean, you have to be in it, you have to buy your supplies. It really weeds out all the people that aren't really committed to it, aren't really serious about it, and it's a good place to start and a good place to kind of learn about everything in the fashion industry.
When you say buy your supplies, what did you have to get?
A whole toolbox full of things. I mean, it takes a holistic approach, program here. So we have to do everything from the sketching, the trend research, the concepts, the market research, and then take that and go into pattern making and different ways into creating patterns. And then from there, actually buy fabric and then sew fabric. So there's a whole huge toolbox full of stuff and giant rolls of paper and giant rulers. And and then plus the fabric and then whatever other stuff you want to put on top of that. So.
However, your eyes lit up when you said that, so I'm getting the distinct impression you had a good time.
Yeah, it's fun.
What was your favorite experience from your first semester here after you got these basic courses and now you have to buy all this stuff and you have it? What happened for you?
Once you have all the knowledge, and I think they do give you a lot of knowledge to work with, it's really exciting to kind of realize that you have the ability now to kind of go and make whatever you want. So instead of just being assigned things or being taught things, you could take that knowledge. And once you have a basic understanding of it, you can just go fabric shopping and just do whatever you want. And just, I don't know, it's a really cool feeling to have that confidence in what you're doing.
What did you create?
so many things. It would take me forever.
Name one of your favorites is what I'm really asking.
Okay, let me see. I can't think right now. I'm totally drawing a blank.
Isn't it funny how that happens when a mic's open?
Yeah, yeah.
What I would really love to know, though, Cheyenne tells me mm-hmm. that you have been a dancer and that you're interested in creating costumes for the theater.
That's partially true, I would say. With fashion, there's so many different routes that you can take with it. There's historical costuming. There's costuming for movies. There's costuming for TV shows. There's so many. There's men's wear, children's wear, maternity wear, women's wear. And it's not all just, I mean, when people think of fashion, they have this idea of like high couture and runway shows and all that stuff. But there's actually so much more you could be doing with it. And I'm sorry, I forgot your question. I'm just rambling.
Well, my question was really...
Oh, dancewear.
Yeah.
Right, yeah. I definitely think that it's cool. I'm actually working on a project. I just left class right now where we get to do whatever we want, and I chose to do an activewear theme. So it kind of... It's a good marriage between dance and fashion where it's this... I'm designing for dancewear girls, so...
What do you have to keep in mind? Obviously, you would have to have flowing costumes because people are going to dance, but what else do you have to think about when you are making costumes for the stage?
You have to think about functionality. I mean, you have to think about how it's going to look from the stage. So it has to be big, has to be larger than life, and how the colors are going to pop and all of that stuff and how it's going to work with the sets. But there's actually costume majors here, and it's like a specific certificate that you can get. And I haven't really dove much into those classes and those programs. But it's something that I've learned a little bit about.
With this relatively new for you, have you thought about what path you would really love to take? Is costume it? Is main design it? Or is it marketing? What's your path going to be?
I think I'm kind of interested right now in everything. And I think right now I need to find like an internship and just kind of dabble in things to see what I really like and what I really want to pursue. So,
what are the possibilities for internships for people who are majoring in fashion?
There's a lot of opportunities out there, and I think that's what in one of the last fashion classes you take in 111C, you're required to get an internship. So it's pretty exciting.
If you could, final question here, if you could project forward 5 years from today, what would you be doing in the fashion industry?
oh gosh, in 5 years. Well, ideally, I would have my own line, but realistically, this is probably not going to happen, so...
You never know. That's
a dream. You never know. Yeah.
I understand that's also a course they offer, 130, and you have to design your own line. How cool is
that? Yes, absolutely. It's very, very cool.
I lied. There is one more question I have. Okay. Suppose somebody listening really would like to know a little bit more about being a fashion major. What's the course that they should take that really is going to separate the sheep from the goats? I'm guessing the one that you started talking about at the beginning. What's the number on that one?
It's Fashion 1A.
Fashion 1A.
Yeah.
This is the one where you have to buy everything and get everything.
Yeah, it's a lot. You learn about the machines and it's all the basic stuff that you really, really need to know. And it's a sewing class technically, but you do a little bit of everything. So,
what's your advice to somebody that wants to be successful in this?
Be committed. Just be 100% and just pour yourself into it. You have to be. And it's a great program. There's great professors. They've all worked in the industry, and it's they're really, really geared on preparing students for real jobs in real life. So,
Catherine, thank you for your time today.
You're welcome.
You and I have been listening to fashion major Catherine Covington. She is going to make an amazing designer. You're with PCC Voices, Dot Cannon with you today. We're going to be coming back in just a few minutes and telling you more about the arts here at Pasadena City College. Our Facebook page, facebook.com/PCC Voices. Stay with us now for more PCC Voices at LanserRadio.org.